little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Welcome back to the eve of the Star Wars release, Force Awakens. Hi guys, welcome back, Shadow Games Podcast, episode 179. So how many of you guys watched Star Wars already, huh? Hint, hint, guess what we're going to do in this episode? Yeah, we're going to spoil it for you guys today. Well, discussion.
A little bit.
No, what do you mean a little bit, you idiot? We're going to discuss it. Well, potential spoilers is going to be on this. Discuss it. And for all the people that haven't seen it, I suggest you turn it off when the time comes. Yes, I know. I was there for Thursday night. I was there for Friday. And I was there for Saturday. 3 days in a row. Come get some, son. Woo! Anywho, again, we are back. Finally. A little hiccup on our recording slots or times getting together. But...
scheduling.
All right, yeah, so let's get on it. Why not, huh? Well, the past, almost 2 weeks, what have we been playing? Well, for me, just a whole lot of Street Fighter V beta on the PlayStation 4. I actually bought a Mad Catz arcade stick, actually, you know, not borrowing my friend's anymore. He insisted that if I don't give it back, he would throw it at me when he gets it back. So, I bought my own. So, pretty cool on that. Let's see, other than that, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3. Nothing too special. I finally got a Silver Surfer.
Okay.
Yeah, level 250, and then it takes about 22,000 points to level them up to just to an extra 20 points. So, an extra level up to level 20, or level 270, sorry. So, it's been kind of a struggle trying to get that dude up. But, anywho, that's all this been it. Well, unless if you guys want to count shopping for family, but
yeah,
that's
a game in its own.
Yeah, I know. Wayne, how about you?
Actually, I've had a chance to play a little bit of this and that, and a little more than that. I've done a little bit of Mad Max on the Xbox One. I've done a little bit of Forza 6. A little bit of what's it called? Replay.
The Capcom Replay.
Not Capcom.
Okay, but the
I know, I'm drawing blanks.
The Rare Replay.
Yeah, Rare
Sorry.
Replay.
Sorry, Capcom. Sorry, yep. Rare.
Woo! I've done... what else did I play on that? I don't know, it seems like I've played a lot more than that. I tried a little bit of Star Wars Battlefront yesterday. Transformers Battle Tactics. Transformers Rising has officially shut down, so no more of that. Yeah.
It took him a while.
That was a fiasco.
Oh, it's a good
Marvel Avengers Alliance. I am working on getting in lockboxes for the holiday hero, who happens to be Howard the Duck. About time. I think I did a little bit of Batman, too. Yeah, I did. I did a little bit of Arkham Knight. Played through, actually, a few of the different DLCs that came up from last month. Yeah. That's about it. Yeah.
Dude, you had more gaming time than me this past week and a half, 2 weeks, man.
I don't know how I found the time, but I did.
Surprisingly, you are lucky. Well, actually, I spent a total of the past week and a half, a total of probably 5 days.
I played a lot of Gears of War Ultimate.
I probably played about 12 and a half to 13 hours total of Street Fighter V beta for the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, it's been fun. Yeah. Quite a lot of weird people.
I did pick up Destiny and Fallout 4, but I haven't installed them and tried playing them yet.
Destiny, yeah. Finish the games you have right now and then move on to those.
Right?
Yeah.
I played
Destiny, I got bored, and I stopped. I leveled up, yada yada.
Yeah, I got plenty of games that keep me busy for a while. Thank you, holiday sales.
Dude, if today... this is the time to buy games if you guys are bored, nothing else. You guys have money to spare. I don't know how, especially if you're doing this holiday season.
It's also the time to buy comics and stuff, too. Those are on sale.
Yes!
I need to go back.
They're cheap enough as it is, and you guys take advantage of it, you know?
Well, I got some good deals online with the Humble Bundle and Comixology app and Amazon app now that they're combined now.
Amazon, yes, indeed.
But I was at Barnes & Noble looking around while I had a few minutes to spare yesterday, and they've got buy two, get one free on graphic novels.
Oh, really?
So I think I'm going to have to stop by there after work.
I'll swing by there before Christmas. I could pick me up a few things. Right. All right, Wayne. So let's get on with the news this week, or this past week.
Well,
let's start off here. What we have, one of our favorite games, Wayne, which is
Arkham Knight.
Yep. December DLC release day has been announced.
Yeah, so we've got, what is it here again?
So DLC will arrive on the 22nd of December, which is tomorrow. What did they got here that
we have the Season of Infamy content is what they're referring to it.
This is pretty cool. Go up. So it's pretty much based on the bat skin is based off of the Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah.
It looks pretty cool. Can you enlarge that picture, man?
Probably not too easily, but a little bit here. We're gonna get Killer Croc, Dr. Freeze, Penguin,
Mr. Freeze.
Yeah.
Not Dr. Freeze.
I know. I do that sometimes.
Well, he was a doctor. Now he's Mister.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to get a lot of villains coming into this one. Be very interesting to see how this is gonna play out.
You also have the Dark Knight skins as well. Of course, you get to play as the Dark Knight Batman on there.
Yeah.
Let's see what else he got on here, man.
Well, next over here in news, we've got...
All right, guys. So, it's that time of the year again, or that time of the month again. PC holiday sales, $30 Zelda Triforce Heroes, and $50 Xenoblade Chronicles X. What? No. That's cheap.
So, give you an idea of what's going on here. If you head over to the Humble Store, they have a whole bunch of DRM-free games for your PC on sale. That's good till Thursday, today being Monday. Good Old Games, GOG, has an entire Bethesda catalog on sale. That's Fallout, Elder Scrolls, Quake, Wolfenstein, Doom, etc. Target Cartwheel has 40% off LEGO Dimensions. The Microsoft Store gets you an extra $50 gift card and a free game when you buy Xbox One, which is already $50 off.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. PlayStation 4, you can buy...
PlayStation 4, you get Star Wars Battlefront for $40 for Best Buys, $40 at GameStop. The Deluxe Edition for an extra $10 on top of that.
Yeah.
For both companies too as well. Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain, $40. Black Ops 3, $52. And it's probably cheaper in Amazon for $40. So, but you guys got to wait. So it's up to you guys and all. Let's see here.
Arkham Knight down to 30?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Arkham Knight down to $30 at Amazon and Best Buy?
Nice. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, $50 for both Amazon and Best Buy's. Guitar Hero Live, $80. Rock Band 4. Oh, that's a lot of games here.
Mad Max is on sale again. Final Fantasy
Mortal
games.
Mortal Kombat 10, $42 on Amazon, $30 on Best Buy's. If you guys love that game, don't have it yet, Best Buy is the place to go.
PlayStation Plus free games this month were King's Quest Episode 1 and Gauntlet.
Yep. And also you got the Final Fantasy series like the Type O HD, XX2, and 14. And let's see here other Xbox and this is for the Xbox One. Typical Battlefront, as always. Rise of the Tomb Raider, which is an awesome game. I'm actually going to play that like hopefully by January of the coming year. Destiny the Taken King. This is the Legendary Edition, Guitar Hero Live, Rock Band 4, Guitar Bundle for $100, which is not bad. Sunset Overdrive, Minecraft Story Mode, Batman Arkham Knight for $30 from Amazon and on Best Buy 2 as well. Black Ops 3, which goes for $53, I'm going to round that up, which is the Steelbook version. Yeah. Let's see, $55 at Best Buy's and the Hardened Edition, $60 at GameStop. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. Oh! Look at this too. Halo 5 Guardians, $50 Amazon, $50 on Target. Limited edition, $90 on Amazon. And the collector's edition goes for $140 at Best Buy's.
Not too shabby there.
Look at this.
Gears of War Ultimate, $28. $30.
Speaking of which, Wayne, Rare Replay, $20.
Yeah.
Okay. Yo's, guys, go grab that right now.
That's a sweet deal.
That's for all those games, classic games. Yes, please. I mean, let's see here. What we got for PC here? It is the Pillars of Eternity, the Hero Edition, hardware. There's a lot of stuff on here.
Way too much stuff to go through. It's
Sims
like
for Turok HD. Grab that.
Nice.
Yes, the original Turok remastered.
South Park: Stick of Truth. $13.
That's an awesome game. Look at this StarCraft 2 Battle Chest for $22. Yes, please. Watch Dogs for $12. And let's see what we have here next, which is the Wii U Xenoblade Chronicles X, $50. Lego Dimensions for $70. Guitar Hero Live, typical. Skylanders, all that kind of stuff too as well. I mean, there's a lot of things.
Arkham City Armored Edition for $13.51.
Jesus, that is cheap. You also got the 3DS. The new 3DS, but the 3DS XL is at $175 on Amazon.
Yeah.
And
Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon, $30 on Amazon.
Legend of Zelda Triforce Heroes, $30. Both for Target and Amazon.
And for those puzzle guys out here, Tetris Ultimate, $14.50 at Amazon.
Nah, I mean, there's so much stuff to list over here. And then the Vita too as well. Blaze Blues Chrono Phantasma Extended. That is such a long freaking
Wolf
name.
Among Us, Sonic and All-Stars. I mean, you got a lot of crazy
Persona
stuff.
Persona 4. You also got Hardware 2 as well. Guitar Hero Live controller for the PlayStation 4 for $20 and also for the Xbox One.
Here's a sweet deal right here. Turtle Beach Air Force Stealth 500X wireless headsets, only $150 at Best Buy.
That is cheap. That looks like it's almost, $75 off?
Somewhere on that range, yeah. The PX22 is $48 if you want some a little bit lower quality.
Yep, and also for the Xbox One and the PC, you get the Logitech G920 Racing Wheel for both systems for $300.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a...
So keep checking with Amazon, Best Buy.
I mean, you also got what else here? The gold wireless headset for the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 for $80.
Yeah.
The 16-gig Vita memory card, $41, and the 32-gig
Vita
memory card. This is pretty cool. I mean, there's, holiday shopping. It might come late, but you still get it.
So I don't know how many of you guys, I doubt hardly any of you guys remember a company called Coleco, but they're making a comeback.
Wait, that looks like a Jaguar system back in the day.
They were competing against like Atari and other companies back then.
What did they make in the past?
I can't remember what it was called. I think it just basically had like their name on it.
Oh, really?
But they're going to come back with a new cartridge-based console. It's called the Coleco Chameleon. Serves as a modern-day take on classic game console. It can play 8, 16, and 32-bit games. Yeah. So, it's a pretty sweet deal there. It also uses the original manufacturing molds for the Atari Jaguar, which the company acquired the rights to earlier this year.
There you go!
Yeah. So, the original, the Coleco Vision console in 82 that they originally came out with.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Atari 7200 with the Pong joystick. Here it is, Wayne. So it's pretty much you have a console, just the Atari, and look.
Yeah.
That is pretty nifty.
I actually played one of those when I was a kid.
Wow.
One of my uncles had one.
Dude, so a little description on this: you have a controller. Yeah, it's like a face of a telephone, the old school telephone. You know, you have the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. You have the star and the hashtag, I mean the pound button. And on the very top of that, you have a knob, which is pretty cool. So if you guys haven't seen it, look it up. That's what I did on my phone, so yay.
Well, I don't know about you, but a lot of people are excited about the Games with Gold for 2016.
Tell me about it. So pretty much when is it starting? January of this...
Yep.
This year, so we got Killer Instinct Season 1 Ultra Edition for the Xbox One, January 31st to the 31st, which is the whole month. We got Zeros for Xbox One, January 16th to February 15th. So, Dirt Showdown for the 360 from the 1st to the 15th of January. Deus Ex Human Revolution, Xbox 360, January 16th to the 31st. So, if you guys don't have that, feel free. I would suggest if you guys are fighting game like myself, I would suggest the Killer Instinct game.
Yeah. As far as that, though, we've got more 360 games coming to backwards compatibility soon here.
So pretty much this has been added on the 17th of December. You got Braid, DSX, and... Braid, right?
Braid.
Yep, DSX, Human Revolution. Is that the Doritos Crash Course? Really?
Yeah. That was actually a fun game to play if you haven't tried it. Yeah.
You got Fable 3, Halo Reach, Hydro Thunder, Iron Brigade, Kenan Lynch 2, let's see, Motocross Madness, Miss Pac-Man, Peggy, Porter
Peggle.
What?
Peggle.
Peggle? Oh, I thought it was bad eyesight. Sorry about that, guys. Portal Still Alive, Spelunky?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Explosion Man, which is pretty cool. Ticket to Ride and Zuma's Revenge.
Yeah.
Oh, Zuma's Revenge. What is that?
That's pretty sweet, right?
Yeah.
And that adds to the already 104 games that on the lineup.
That's why 1, 2, 3, 4, Ooh. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 17. Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
So Microsoft's keeping their promise to the old school gamers that, well, the 360 diehards.
So since they launched backwards compatibility on November 12th, they have had users log 9 million hours playing Xbox 360 games on the Xbox One.
9 million hours?
Yeah.
Good God.
Woo.
That's like you, me, and George are a part of that. I love it.
Well, we're probably most of it.
We'll see.
And then if you want to head over to Xbox.com, they actually have a fun little thing called Year in Review, so you can actually see how you stacked up for the year on your Xbox stats.
Yep. So let's see, you've been with Xbox since 2006. Congratulations, you have no life.
I know.
In 2015, you spent 969 hours on Xbox Live. You officially, sir, have no life.
And that's compared to my friends on average who have 761 hours.
I have like less than that, man.
Yeah, you're more likely the community average of 368.
Yeah, because I have a life, Wayne. Come on. Gaming hours placed on your top. Place on the top 10% of all Xbox. You place on the top 10, you have no life. Next, what else you got on here?
Gamer score 6,225 since January so far.
Your most active date in 2015 was September 27th.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. Right.
Oh yeah, was it?
Wait, No.
You're stupid.
Wait, no. What was that? I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Your gamer score puts you on the top 1%.
Yeah.
You have no life.
Most played Master Chief Collection.
I remember that because you played the hell out of that game.
I still do here and there.
You son of a... You unlocked 348 achievements. Loser! Your achievement placement on the top 1%. Loser! On an average, friends unlock 87. That's probably me. On an average, community unlock 69 achievements.
That's a big difference.
Go down. Oh, yeah, that's a huge difference. You unlocked the following valuable achievements. What?
The Price of Truth?
Loser.
Achievements went up 14%.
You loser.
Games with gold most played, Rayman Legends?
Average communities achievements went up by 9%. Actually, that's me on both sides right there. Let me see. Go up a little bit. Games gold titles. You actually got Rayman Legends.
That was my most played games with gold titles.
Nice,
title.
Dude.
Yeah.
Since January, gold members have saved $975 with games on gold. Go up again. You're top 1% of our game. Really?
Top games. Yeah.
Loser. You spent 16 hours on Halo 5 Guardians.
No.
Okay, I'm with you on that. We're both losers on that. Well, I mean, there's a lot you can actually see on here, which is freaking awesome. Go down. I mean, you spent 38 hours on the Rise of Tomb Raider.
Yep.
On an average community, you spent 11 hours on the Rise of Tomb Raider.
I got everything in that game.
All right.
Hardest Rise of the Tomb Raider achievements, Tomb Raider, Price of Truth, No Stone Unturned, and Ultimate Survivor. Woo!
I officially like to say you have no life at all.
Hey, it's been a fun ride.
Yeah, a lonely ride. Where's my second player?
You know,
all right.
You know, unfortunately, you're kind of right on that because most of the games I play are single player. I haven't done a whole lot of multiplayer this year.
I can tell why, Mr. 7-Eleven.
Well, no, actually, mostly it's because of AT&T, yeah. But you know.
Oh yeah, blame it. On your connection. Well, yeah, I'd be always blaming your connection because it sucks.
It does.
So, you've been warned. This is
more than a Hoover vacuum.
It sucks more than your love life. Anywho, you guys have been warned right now. If you guys want to stick around, Star Wars Episode 7, spoilers coming up right now and discussion at the same time too as well. So, yeah. So, Wayne saw it, surprisingly, on the same weekend it actually came out. I saw it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I really wish I would have saw it on Sunday, but all my friends and I seen it three times already, and I think we had enough. But here we go. Wayne, what'd you think of it?
Pretty darn awesome.
Pretty darn awesome is an understatement for me. This was, for me, probably the second best. Because I have, number one time for me is either, you know what? No. Number one for me is Return of the Jedi. And then you got The Force Unleashed number two. It knocked away, what do you call that? The Empire Strikes Back from the number two slot.
Alrighty.
So this, if you guys haven't seen it, watch it. I don't know why. If you guys have any opinions about it, guys, let us know on our Facebook page, okay? So you guys are wondering, alright, what did J.J. Abrams did differently from this? Well, he didn't do a lot of different stuff going on here.
He did and he didn't.
He 50-50.
Yeah,
50-50.
He used a lot of new techniques, a lot of the typical
storyline wise
framing style that he's used to doing, but he took the story and the concepts and the, I don't know, the plot twists of the previous Star Wars.
But he made it more, the plot twist, in my opinion, let's go back to the plot twist, a little more sooner.
Yeah.
Darth Vader killed your father, you know, this isn't that. Okay, cool. But towards the episode 5, saying, hey, you know, Darth Vader, I'm your daddy. Well, this one's like, hey, Kylo Ren, Ben Solo, really? Yo. Yeah. So, that twist is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, other than the storytelling, it is the visual effects that J.J. Abrams did.
He did an amazing job on those.
Beautiful in that. They,
Although I'll be honest with you, I think the lightsabers are a little bright.
Aren't they all bright? It's glowing. It's glowing, you freaking
idiot. Well, I mean, compared to the original ones, you look at them, they seem a little bit bright comparatively. It just seems bright comparatively.
Well, look at the technology back then.
I know.
You idiot. No, shut up. I'm sorry, folks. I mean, of course, you gotta show it off a bit, right? More flashy and all. Let's see. Well, I was rudely interrupted by this idiot over here. Visual-wise, you remember how episode 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 6, you know, when they used the Force, they actually really showed it, they just stood there in place? Have you noticed what J.J. Abrams did with that?
He took it a step further.
He had visually seen the Force being used.
Yeah.
Not just the person, the actor standing there being like, oh, I'm frozen. No, it actually had CG effects on it. What I mean by CG effects is, say, let's take opening scenes, episode 7, when Poe Dameron tried to take a shot at Kylo Ren. Kylo Ren turns around and freezes him along with the projectile blaster. Yes, J.J. Abrams made this guy, in my opinion, a little more intimidating. Just a touch more intimidating than Darth Vader. Reason being is he can freeze the actual projectile.
This guy is powerful.
This guy is insane. Ben Solo, a.k.a. Kylo Ren, is insane, which I like. The reason being is that once he froze Poe Dameron, he was actually in a place, kind of a, you know, that little fast motion when you move your hand, like in a, say, in a still picture, you're doing like a 10, 15 second frame.
Yeah.
It kind of had that effect. So when you say when you're moving your hand and everything else is still frozen, it has that nice little blurry, you know, stigma to it.
Yeah.
That's what they had on Poe Dameron, which is pretty cool. That's how J.J. Abrams used the Force. Pretty cool. Now, the second part is an actual CG rendering when they're in hyperspace.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. He actually took a page from what he did for, what do you call that? Star Trek Into Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And put that concept into the Star Wars movies. The Star Wars movie itself, which is pretty awesome. You got them going on. You got this going that. But the one thing I like that I enjoyed the most was Rey piloting the... Yes! Tell me about it.
The Millennium Falcon.
The Millennium Falcon. Please do tell me that was the most sickest dogfight that the Falcon had.
That was
insane.
That was dope.
If you guys don't know what we're talking, yes, guys, come on, comment with us, help us. That was awesome too, especially when the turret gun that Finn was piling was destroyed. Well, not really destroyed, but was stuck in a forward position. She just went upside down. Here comes the TIE fighter, gets around in his firing range and shoots it.
Yeah.
And especially in the chase scene going inside the Super Star Destroyer that fell on Jakku.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. I mean, of course there was some. How about you? Sorry about that, Wayne. How about you? What was your favorite CG part in that movie?
You know, I mean, for me, you know, I'm as a classic Star Wars fan, I think my favorite CG effects were actually seeing the newer style of ships in space. The way they just came off the screen and seemed to be more alive.
Oh yes, I mean, X-Wing. When they were coming to save, yeah, when they were flying right above the waterline, and you can see just how,
yeah,
everything insane.
The amount of work they put in this was amazing.
Oh yes, a lot of work into it as well. But a reminiscent to a classic Death Star, which is the Starkiller base.
Yep.
Yeah, you saw the little, okay, yeah, you know, this is the Death Star, and right next to it they put up a comparison of Starkiller versus Death Star, and it's like comparing the smallest planet to Unicron.
Well, more accurately, for more people can understand here, it's like taking a grape and comparing it to an orange,
taking a grape and comparing it to a grapefruit.
There you go.
There, Starkiller base is awesome. It can destroy, say, one planet to five planets, because there was a scene in the movie. It just powers up. By the way, props to the person who played General Hux. That speech before they destroyed the five Republic planets.
Dude.
That was straight insane. That was good acting.
That was chills.
That was scary.
Yeah.
That was very, very scary. So getting back to it, Starkiller base fires a beam out of the planet itself, so it kind of looks like a demented version of a Pokemon, of a Pokeball.
Actually, you know, yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
So you have that little center, it fires, and next thing you know, right before halfway through, it splits into five beams.
Yeah.
And it hits the old Galactic Empire, which is the five planets that gets destroyed that helps hide the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah. Just nuts.
Yes. More shocking part of all is one that Kylo Ren is Leia's and Han's son.
Yeah.
I can't say daughter because we don't know if Rey is their daughter or somewhat. We don't know.
We don't know where she fits in yet.
Yes. Because the funny thing is, in the expanded universe, in the comics and the graphic novels, his name's not really Ben Solo, it's actually Jason Solo.
Yeah.
The one that turns to the dark side. And has a sister, I forgot her name, so don't know who it is, but it kind of resembles Rey, but we'll see how it is.
We'll see. I'm sure we'll find out more as the next few films come out.
Yeah. The main film, not the spin-off, not like Rogue One or the Han Solo spin-off.
Yeah.
The other shocking part about it is when the death of Han Solo.
Oh, I know.
Which is a way for him to go out.
That scene was just so long. It just seemed so long.
We knew a fact after he said, you know, I'm torn apart inside, can you help me? He goes, yes, anything. Well,
you saw it coming, but at the same time,
but it was kind of like, it's kind of hard to grasp it, you know, for after the fact that he put the lightsaber right through his chest, retracts it, and just see him fall. But right before he falls, he touches his son's face, and then he falls too.
Yeah. It's a very moving scene.
It's saying goodbye to a classic.
Man, that was tough to watch.
I know.
And you know, I absolutely responded the same way Chewie did.
Yeah, the whole crowd was watching it.
Everybody
was silent.
Man, I was like,
You could hear a pin drop during when he got stabbed and after.
Actually, there was one person that started clapping after that for some reason. But.
Well, it's time to let the old man go. Anyways, let's see. Wow. Of course, the typical saber fight in the end between... First, it was Finn versus Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And he got knocked out. Then you got...
I think that was a very good quiz. I think in the beginning, you know, you kind of had this feeling that Finn was going to be the one that was chosen by the Jedi. You
yes,
know?
Because in all the previews, he was holding the damn lightsaber.
Yeah.
But no, here comes Rey out of nowhere using a force grab, grabbing the saber.
Yeah.
You know, the Luke / Anakin saber out of the snow and into her hand. So, more theories about this saying that she's probably Luke's long-lost daughter. Or
yeah.
Kylo Ren's twin sister that they kind of, J.J. Abrams put a twist on it. Well, taken from the old school, separating Luke and Leia.
I mean, she was waiting for her family to return. So, you know, on Jakku.
Yeah, and she was just a scavenger.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's really, really interesting.
Yep. There's some funny parts, too, as well. You got Poe Dameron being kind of a... Poe Dameron and Finn are like one-dimensional characters.
Yeah.
Which I like. Finn being the cowardly running, but yet also, in the end, starts to become the hero. And then you got Poe Dameron being the hero, but yet also being the funny guy, too, at the same time. Which is another cool way of doing it.
Yep.
And then you got Kylo Ren, which is the insane maniac that he is.
Mm-hmm.
He destroyed the holding chair where Rey escaped. I mean, he destroyed it.
They really went into and showed a temper on him.
Yeah, what made it good that even his stormtroopers feared him is when he was destroying it, all the stuff coming out, like all the, you know, small pieces, charred pieces, the stormtroopers were walking by, they stopped, they did a total 180 and just walk right out.
Yeah.
But you know for a fact they didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah, you knew that he was someone you didn't want to trifle with.
I know, which is pretty cool. And also the one before that one is when BB-8, Finn, and Rey escape along with after death for using the Millennium Falcon. He just destroyed that whole console. He goes, any more news? When he turned around, he goes, well, he left with the girl. And then he just grabbed them. Like, one of his generals was standing, 20, 30 feet away from him? And he just force grabs him, and, like, brings him to his arm while choking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, for a fact, he has very bad anger issues.
Yeah.
Of course, you have... Who else? Oh yeah, Supreme Leader Snoke. They really didn't see him. We didn't really see him as an actual CGI, but he was just a projection.
So
Andy Serkis did a pretty good job. There's also theories of him being, of course, you know, the Darth Plagueis the Wise, which was Emperor Palpatine's or Darth Sidious' old master that he killed.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a lot of rumors. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to defunct a lot of that slowly, see how it is. Hopefully it shows up.
Yeah, it was an interesting way they played off on BB-8 and then running into R2-D2 and, you know, it very intriguing on the way they use that catalyst to kind of bring the story to a close.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is also pretty cool. Trying to find Luke with the missing piece of the map. Well, I'm going to get with you guys on that, because there's a lot of things going on that he's protecting the first Jedi Temple.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of rumors going around. There's a lot of stuff to read about it. I'll post about it on our Facebook page from other pages, from Cinema Blend, which has some good theories to it you guys want to read.
I really did expect to see somebody else there with Luke.
Which is not.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, according to the flashback, when Rey touched Anakin / Luke's old lightsaber, the blue lightsaber.
Oh my word,
that
trippy.
That was insane. I mean, you saw a picture, a short clips of Kylo Ren and his, minion killing the Padawans that Luke taught. And he just laid them out without even trying. It's just him and like four other people in the background. Yeah. And then you have a flashback of Rey was left behind in Jakku when her parents just took off, which is a sad, heartbreaking moment.
Mm-hmm.
What else did we see on there? And also a very particular voicing in the end. After she trips and falls out of that room, you heard someone say, "Ray, this is your first step." Well, from what I've read, is that it is the voice of Alex Guinness.
That's what it sounded like.
Yes, it is. And also, it's true. It's true. It's coming from J.J. Abrams and also Ewan McGregor. So Ewan McGregor doubled with the voiceovers of Alex Guinness when they both at the same time said, "Ray, this is your first step." So it is confirmed that rumor is true. So, yes, it's going to be...
Now, did you notice the scene just prior to that where they were all sitting at the table and they were eating and kind of talking about what they were going to go for their next step?
Yes.
If you paid attention to this, and I'm kind of surprised I caught this because I usually don't catch this on the first viewing, but there's a section in that scene where Ray is eating a piece of that bread with toppings on it or whatever it is. Uh-huh.
It's like an orange or something like that, yeah.
Some weird thing. And she's got a bite taken out of it. And then she's still... The next half a second later of that scene, she's holding the full piece again.
Well, it's kind of hard error. Shout-outs to my boys from the 501st Legion, because J.J. Abrams snuck in your emblem. You saw it, Wayne? You saw a small glimpse of it?
Yep.
Props to you guys. Awesome. And,
Of course, you had Simon Pegg did the cameo.
You did. You also got Pierce Brosnan. Not Pierce Brosnan, but Daniel Craig, who did a cameo. It actually is confirmed. It actually is on the rolling credits, but the cameo, he was a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Well, one of the most funny part that he was in, it was a short one, cameo, couldn't tell you guys. It was when Rey escaped, when he mind-tricked that stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Underneath that helmet was Daniel Craig.
And you know, thinking back to it, if you really think about it, that voice does very much to him, but at the same time, it was off a little bit because of the stormtrooper helmet kind
of
thing.
Yeah, because of the comms they use.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's no Jar Jar Binks. Awesome. I cannot wait for episode
8 I heard he is in there somewhere, but he's kind of off in the background somewhere.
Somebody should kill him.
Yeah.
Please, somebody kill him.
Probably do will.
Also, we also forgot to mention about Lupita Nyong'o. CGI of, what's her name? Maz Kanteh?
Yeah.
The little short...
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
That was done very well. Very well.
So there's a lot at the end of
the cantina music.
Classic. They kind of remade it, which is pretty cool. Let's see what else. Oh, in the end, Luke Skywalker shows up, old man.
Yeah.
Kind of the look on his face was kind of priceless when Rey showed him his original lightsaber that he lost in episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, after he has his right hand cut off. So, but in the end, for me, after leaving the theaters, there was a lot of other... How can I say this? Questions.
Yeah.
In mind. There was a lot of them.
Definitely.
How did Maz Kanteh got Luke's saber? That's one.
Mm-hmm.
What is the meaning of that map? And how did the Empire get it? And how did it show... originally appeared?
Well, the map, how the Empire originally got it, that's one thing. But we do know how R2-D2 got it.
How?
You remember back, what was it, which film was it? Was it Return of the Jedi or Empire Strikes Back when R2's on the Death Star? And he interfaces with the console?
Oh, no, that's, the one time he was on the Death Star was in New Hope.
Was it A New Hope?
Yeah.
Okay, that was A New Hope then.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I knew it was one of them. I just can't remember which one it was. But yeah.
But here's the thing, though. That's where he gets it. How did the Empire get that? How did it appear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the other question, the second part to that question is, are we sure that Kylo Ren was looking for Luke Skywalker and not for a source of power? Think about that. The other thing, too, as well, is the... I'm gonna say this. The most number one thing is, who is Rey?
That's a big
question.
They
never mentioned her last name.
No. Nope.
They barely touch her backstory, which is a small mm-hmm. saying that, oh, you know, family left, this and that. And let's see, the most major one too as well is what's going to happen with Kylo Ren? Is he going to be cybernetic enhanced?
Good question.
Because towards the end, after the planet was about to implode, Snoke told Hux to pick up Ren because he is ready. He is ready to become a full, well, Sith.
You know, I honestly think because of the way he idolized Vader in the film,
his grandfather,
he's going to recreate that suit somehow.
No. J.J. Abrams trying to stay away, but yet remind us.
I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, he's trying to stay away from it, you know.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, and also the one major thing is, who is also the Supreme Leader Snoke?
Yeah.
Plagueis the Wise, maybe. I don't know. We won't know until episode 8 and 9 comes out, and that'll be a long ways from now.
Yeah.
Yep, so guys, sorry about that. This was a long episode of the Shadow Games Podcast.
It's all good, though.
No, I know, somewhat, but it's more spoilers than news. But again, Christmas is coming up. You guys stay safe. You guys, you know, enjoy with family. A lot of good food. Time to get fat. And, of course, you guys want to see Star Wars Episode 7. Do so, why not, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go watch it a fourth time again.
Yeah, so y'all have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy it.
Yes, from us, Two Shots of Geek, from everybody from here in the West Coast up to the Midwest. And also, by the way, Daryl's back is in San Diego, so we're trying to hopefully try to get him down here for a recording.
One of these days.
One of these days, because he's busy working, trying to get up on there.
Yeah.
But yes, again, happy holidays. On the next podcast, it'll be a... you know what? We should do our...
it's an end of the year podcast.
Yeah, we should do a like our an old school way.
We're gonna come up with something special for you guys.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah. We'll bring something back from the past that we want you guys to listen to. Again, anywho, we are twoshotsofgeek.com, and we are here to bring you the future 8 minutes at a time. Woo! Force choke.
Oh.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.